are you doing here?
She asked. Emery's eyes remained large. He took a step forward.
Sienny.
You cut your hair!
She exclaimed. He paused, eyebrows skewed.
And your hand is on fire.
Sienny blinked and turned to the flame still burning in her palm.
Cease,
she said, and the fire extinguished, leaving only the faintest trail of smoke behind. Half a second after the flames dispersed, Emery grabbed Sienny's upper arm and pulled her into a nearby classroom, shutting the solid wood door behind them.
What?
Emery began. But he shook his head and rubbed his temples, closed his eyes, opened them.
Heavens, I don't even know where to begin.
Then let me, Sienny said. What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same.
Sienny felt her forehead crease as she narrowed her eyes.
You're here for Saraj, aren't you? You tracked him down.
A habit of mine,
the paper magician replied, rolling back the sleeves of his coat. They fell back into place at his wrists mere moments later.
I severely doubt you're in Brackley for a shopping expedition, Sienny. You promised me you wouldn't.
I promised, Sienny asked. You promised!
He opened his mouth to respond, closed it, pushed fingers back through his short hair, then actually laughed.
I suppose we're both horrible people.
Sienny's shoulders slumped.
I suppose so.
His eyes met hers.
Is this why you've been avoiding my letters then? To hide this?
He gestured to the classroom.
No, I haven't been...
She began, but changed to.
Magician Bailey's been intercepting our messages. I found them earlier today in his office. He had an animated hawk scouting the estate and attacking anything paper and mobile.
Again, Emery raked his fingers back through his hair. A soft chuckle escaped his lips.
Well, that's a relief.